Good morning, boo birds. This is Ben Blumgren. It has just struck dawn over here. Although the only dawn chorus at the moment is like a cricket and, of course, the pool motor in the freeway, so it's kind of burnt out. But I'm out here on the patio / out in the quote-unquote grass to say that cricket has returned. Those of you who even know what the bird I mean, I'm talking about the sport. England is having a test match with New Zealand at Lord's, which is like the mofo, like, mother of all cricket grounds or something. It's like the big, major, like, historical, I guess it was like one of the first cricket grounds or some just crazy freaking history like that. And I'm out here kind of going, yeah, because they're actually airing it at Gowron, Gowrone. I'm referring to Matthew Eliff. You'll know that even though you're not into cricket, BBC Five Live Sports Extra, don't let them bird it out, is actually airing it. So, yeah, pretty cool. Trying to see if I can meet the first bird out here. I caught some food poisoning the other week, and so I was in the hospital for a couple of days. That was really burnt out. But the Lord is merciful, and I am back. And his name is the only name worth mentioning. Jesus Christ is really it, people. He is it. I love him. You just can't say enough about him. I mean, every breath is just so precious. I'm not the best, you know, role model Christian. I'm kind of a dabbler. I dabble in and I dabble out. Well, I'd rather not be a diving duck. You know, where you dive in and then, oh crap, then you can't get out. You know, if you're going to be a duck at all, be a dabbler, because then you can bird out easy if you need to. When you want to dabble back to what you really know is true. And then hopefully not dabble again. That's the goal. But enough with my sermon based on birds. That just, the Lord kind of put that on my heart right there. It just kind of came out. And yeah, other than that, nothing much is going on. It's starting to kind of ish get hot here, although we're going to have another cool down, which is kind of interesting / kind of nice. It's doing the whole get to 100, come back off of 100, get to 100, come back off of 100. You know, 102, and then go back to 95. Which, again, is nice. Yes, I like it hot, but I'm not dumb. You know, I'm not one of these people that's like, bring on the 110s! No, I'm not stupid. So, the first bird has not woken up yet, surprisingly. I don't know if I'm seeing the lights that my parents had put in out here on the tree, or if I'm actually seeing the first bit of dawn. It's kind of hard to see, and it's in the first quarter moon. Bert, I may even see the first quarter moon. Sheesh, oh my, that would be interesting. Well, bird. It is in the west. Why not? That may be it. That may be the actual first quarter moon. Bird. Interesting. But yeah, no first bird. I always wonder, what's the first bird that comes out after it actually hits dawn? Or do they wait more till sunrise? Right now the only bird is over on the other side of the yard going whoa, 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 i.e. the pool motor. So, like I said, it's kind of bird out, but it is what it is. Other than that, stay warm. Those of you in the UK, ugh, only 55, only 57, / only 12 or 13 degrees for the high. Ugh. Ugh. It's the middle of flipping May. What the bird? Ugh. No, thank you. I like more David Bailey's, if you're going to do temperate zone business bullcrap, you know, Europe thingy where it doesn't even get really that hot. If you're going to do that, do it like they have, like where David Bailey is, where it's at least grabbing 30 degrees every now and then. Not to say, oh, it's a nice warm day. It's 13. Ugh. No. Anyway, I will talk at y'all soon. Stay warm. Merry birding. Have a wonderful day.
Miren, esto lo cabe, al menos siempre lo hemos comentado nosotros.